Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Jason. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Now, you teach at UC's College of Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning, which is one of the longest names going. But you're also founder and director of what some people would call an unlikely project, although it seems to be doing just fine, and it will launch its fifth season this week. Your nonprofit institution is called Manifest Creative Research Gallery and Drawing Center, which is another long title. And while I think of Manifest as my neighborhood gallery because you're at 2727 Woodburn Avenue, just up the street from where I live, you say you're a neighborhood gallery for the world. How so, and why did you call it Manifest?
Well, to answer the second question first, why did we call Manifest Manifest? It started out as a project that was myself and other professors and students investigating ways of presenting our work or presenting our services to society. And the question was, what do artists do to serve society? And one of the primary answers is they make art. But for academics in art or design, it's not enough just to make it. We have to present it. So we began thinking about what would we call Manifest before we knew it was going to be called Manifest. And the result was the word Manifest, because we think that if you don't see what you want to have in the world or what you want to see in the world, then you should make it. And to sum that up in one word, we thought Manifest was the best word. It serves as a question, asking the public and asking artists and other creative people, are you doing this? It also serves as a statement, you should do this. And it sort of underscores what we do, we're manifesting.
And how do you function as a neighborhood gallery for the world?
That's a good question, too. That's something we've discovered. We didn't intend it to be that, at least overtly. I guess all along we had hoped that it would be successful enough to be able to be called that. But as we've moved along through four seasons now, we've realized that people from around the world really want to show at our gallery. They want to be involved in Manifest. While we show and collaborate with people on a regional and local level as well, probably half of the people that show at Manifest, that show artwork at Manifest, are from outside of the region, if not outside of the country.
We have the internet to thank for
exactly,
this.
Exactly, yes.
Well, before we talk about your new season, I'd like to know more about the mix of professional and student work that you show there. That's always been one of the gallery's priorities, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes. We have a mandate from the founders that about 50% of the work shown at the gallery will be of student production. And the thinking there, as Manifest itself, comes out of academics to some degree, although it's not allied to anything in particular. Even though I teach at DEP, it's not a particularly, there's no alliance there. The idea of having students or representing students is sort of coming out of the classroom, where we think that students need to experience professional activity at the student level. And they don't always have that opportunity. They're not welcomed into showing in a museum-quality gallery very often. So we wanted to clear a space for them, thinking that if they're given that opportunity, they will learn more how to be better artists sooner.
And has this worked out?
I think so, because we have several exhibits that are dedicated specifically to students, but also our other non-specific exhibits or projects that are calls for entry often receive submissions and entries that are shown in the gallery that are by students. So almost every exhibit is representing students in some form, to the point that I think over four seasons now, we've shown work from over 50 different academic institutions worldwide.
Well, you've also put a high priority on publications. Mm-hmm. How many Manifest volumes have been produced?
29. That's not counting the national or now international drawing annual, of which there are three. So 32 total publications we've produced.
So that gives the artists who've taken part mm-hmm. something tangible to show.
Exactly. And hopefully something that's high quality in terms of its design, its layout, so that they're proud of it.
A year or so ago, you moved the Drawing Center studio out of the gallery and into Essex Studios on Essex Street in Walnut Hills. What goes on there?
Actually, I should correct that. It was never in the gallery. It was in a studio in a warehouse in Covington, Kentucky. But the reason we moved it was we needed more space. The space we were in was very raw. It was third floor, wooden framed warehouse with no heat, no cooling, and no water. We needed a more professional space. And we wanted to fulfill our mission of serving the neighborhood, So by bringing the studio into the Essex, we moved our entire operation within the 45206 area, which is Walnut Hills, East Walnut Hills. And it doubled our space, it increased our security, it made the place more convenient to access, and it allowed us to operate more programs there.
Well, meanwhile, your new season opens this Friday with a sculpture show and a drawing show. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about those shows?
Well, the first is the sculpture installation is by Petra Kralikova. She is a gallery director at Ohio University in Athens. She's originally from Czechoslovakia. And it's the first time, I believe, that we're going to have a full gallery installation where she's going to transform the space using different colored lights, fixtures hanging from the ceiling, probably some wall-engaged works as well. And I'm very excited about that. The second exhibit, which opens at the same time, is in our smaller drawing room gallery by Kathy Moore. And she went to school at Wright State, and she's currently teaching as an adjunct instructor. She's showing 6 to 7 fairly large still life drawings, mostly linear, combined with graphite and gesso.
Do you think that there's an increased interest in drawings among students coming along now?
I think so. I think that there's a split there. Many students crave traditional drawing practice, and they don't get it. And that's one reason why we have the Drawing Center Studio, is to supplement, not to compete with other schools or organizations, but to supplement what they offer. Then there are those that have a wider interpretation of what drawing really is, which we embrace as well at Manifest. That allows them to pursue conceptual art within a genre, namely drawing, but stretching the bounds of it. So I think that drawing has inherited a whole lot of different ways of working that it didn't used to have. And with that in mind, yes, I think students are really embracing it more.
Well, the rest of the year looks like a very lively mix of shows, and you repeat some of the themes that have become annual shows for you. Mm-hmm. You do a show of very small works.
Mm-hmm. Magnitude 7.
What are the dimensions that you allow in that?
No larger than 7 inches in any direction.
Which is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you also do Masterpieces, which is work by recent Master of Fine Arts graduates.
Correct.
You've been doing that for several years.
2 years now. And the printmaking show is interesting as well because we've not done that. It represents drawing in a way, but it also represents a very specific niche as well, a genre that we haven't explored yet.
Well, it looks like an exciting season.
Thank you.
My guest has been Jason Franz, director of Manifest Gallery. To learn more about the gallery and its ambitious programming, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.